Hello, everyone. Welcome back to another episode of the AI podcast, Decoding Tomorrow's Intelligence. I'm your host, Eli Schaefer, and we have a really interesting topic today. We're going to be talking a lot about OpenAI and their trademark move. So OpenAI has made a bold, intriguing decision to trademark its reasoning model in a move that has really initiated and sparked debate across the AI community. And this is really interesting. This is what we're going to be talking about. And while protecting intellectual property is nothing new in the tech world, this step takes unique significance in an industry where collaboration and open innovation has traditionally been fundamental. So
trademarking reasoning models is about more than just branding. It's about asserting ownership over a specialized area of AI that simulates human-like logical thinking. OpenAI's reasoning models are considered some of the most advanced in the field. And by seeking a trademark, the company is signaling its intention to solidify its position as a leader in this niche. But what does this mean for the rest of the AI ecosystem? Let's unpack this a bit. A trademark usually protects things like names, logos, and slogans. But in this case, OpenAI's move suggests it might be going a step further, potentially claiming ownership over the way its reasoning models are defined and marketed. This raises the question, how far can a trademark go in the realm of AI? Are we talking about protecting just the name of the model? Or does this extend to the methodologies and underlying principles? If it's the latter, it could set a controversial precedent. From a business perspective, this makes sense. OpenAI has invested millions, if not billions, into developing cutting-edge AI technologies. Protecting those innovations ensures that competitors can't piggyback on their success. For OpenAI, this is likely about maintaining a competitive edge in an increasingly crowded market where companies like Google, Microsoft, and Alibaba are all vying for dominance in AI reasoning. But let's consider the ripple effects. Trademarks, by their nature, create exclusivity. In an industry like AI, which thrives on shared knowledge and collaborative development, this exclusivity could lead to fragmentation. Smaller developers and startups might feel discouraged from working on similar models for fear of running into legal challenges. It could also make it harder for researchers to build on OpenAI's work, potentially slowing progress in the field. On the other hand, there's an argument to be made that this move could spur innovation. If OpenAI trademarks its reasoning models, competitors might be pushed to differentiate themselves by developing entirely new approaches. This could lead to a diversification of methodologies, which would ultimately benefit the industry as a whole. Let's talk about competition for a moment. OpenAI's move to trademark its reasoning models isn't happening in a vacuum. Companies like Google are already making waves with their own AI reasoning systems, such as Gemini's O1 reasoning model, and Alibaba is releasing open frameworks to challenge proprietary models. In this environment, trademarks could become a strategic tool for companies to not just protect their technology, but also carve out a distinct identity in the market. However, this raises another question. How will this affect the customers? On one hand, a trademark could build trust. Businesses might feel more confident investing in OpenAI's models, knowing they're working with a protected, recognized technology. On the other hand, it could create a perception that OpenAI is more focused on safeguarding its intellectual property than fostering innovation. Striking the right balance here will be critical for OpenAI's reputation. There's also the legal angle. Trademarking something as abstract as a reasoning model could open the door to a host of legal disputes. For instance, what happens if another company develops a reasoning model that performs similarly but uses a different name or approach? Will OpenAI's trademark stifle competition, or will it simply set clear boundaries? These are uncharted waters, and the outcome could have long-term implications for the industry. Let's not forget about the ethical considerations. One of the core principles of the AI community has been accessibility, making powerful tools available to as many people as possible. If trademarks become the norm, will we see a shift toward more closed systems and proprietary frameworks? And how will this impact the development of open source AI projects, which have been a driving force behind many of the industry's biggest breakthroughs? It's worth noting that OpenAI has a history of making moves that generate debate. From its transition to a for-profit entity to its tight control over GPT models, the company has often walked a fine line between advancing technology and protecting its business interests. This latest decision is no different. It's a calculated risk that could either cement OpenAI's position as a leader or alienate parts of the community. But let's take a moment to consider the broader picture. Trademarking reasoning models might not just be about competition, it could also be about setting standards. In a field as dynamic as AI, having clear definitions and protections might actually help organize the chaos. It could lead to more consistent terminology and better understanding of what different models are capable of. Still, the big question remains, will this move encourage more innovation or create roadblocks? If OpenAI can find a way to protect its intellectual property while still fostering an environment of collaboration, it could set an example for how to balance business and progress in the AI age. But if this becomes a trend, we might see a shift away from the openness that has defined AI development so far. So what do you think? Is this a smart move that protects innovation, or does it risk stifling progress in the name of exclusivity? Drop a comment and share your perspective. Whether you're a developer, a tech enthusiast, or just someone fascinated by the future of AI, your thoughts matter in this ongoing conversation. And that's all for today's episode of the AI Podcast, Decoding Tomorrow's Intelligence. If you found this discussion insightful, don't forget to subscribe and leave a review. And as always, keep questioning, keep exploring, and keep pushing the boundaries of what AI can do. Until next time, take care.